And thanks all for coming on this Sunday evening in Spanish for Utah. Can you hear me okay back there? Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and chair of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnanti Marandasya Ganangana Salakaya Chatsurum Militam Yana Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhi Stam Stapitam Yana Bhutare Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dharati Swaparanti Kam. As you can see from the slide there, our topic tonight is, you are good seed. Life sometimes tries to convince us that we're just average, ordinary, just one of the 6 billion people on the planet. That there's nothing special or unique about you. And in your life, you've also had so many things to deal with, so many obstacles. You have some dreams, but you don't really believe you'll accomplish them. You've made too many mistakes. You'll never leave your mark. All this thinking is because we don't know who we really are. The Bhagavad Gita, it says that we have the divine nature of God within ourselves. In the 10th chapter, 39th verse, Yaksh Chapi Sarvabhutanam Bijamam Aham Arjuna. God is speaking, Yaksh Chapi, the living beings, you and I, are of the very same nature as God. God is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, and the living force within your body, whether it be black or white or male or female or Christian or Hindu or African or Spanish or Asian or Caucasian, the living force within your body is a divine, eternal spark coming from God. The translation of this verse, Krishna says to his friend and disciple, "Therefore, Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existence. There is no being moving or non-moving that can exist without me." That means we are God's offspring. It means you have the DNA of Almighty God. It means in your seed is favor, creativity, courage, new levels. You can't have God's DNA and be ordinary or average. That seed is going to override challenges. That seed will propel you to go to places where you couldn't go on your own. If you're going to reach your potential in your life, you have to know this message, that you are good seed. God wouldn't have put His life into you. He wouldn't have chosen you if He didn't have purpose for you, destiny for you, greatness for you. There is something in you that will cause you to leave your mark. You may have made some mistakes, but that's not going to stop the seed. You may have come from negative circumstances, but that doesn't change the seed, who you basically are. How you're raised, what you didn't get, any dysfunction, anything that tries to convince you that you're not up to par, that you can't do something great. Know this today. None of that changes the seed. You can have bad circumstances, but because you're a good seed, you're still going to shine. You're still going to blossom. A young lady told how when her mother was pregnant with her mother was addicted to drugs. And when this young lady was born, she had the same addiction as her mother. Would seem like she's at a disadvantage, wouldn't you agree? And she was sent from foster home to foster home, foster home. All the odds were against her. Today she's successful. She owns her own company. She runs it. She has healthy children, a great marriage. Why is that? Bad circumstances can't stop a good seed. Can I tell you, you're good seed? Can I tell you that Krishna, God, has crowned you with favor? You have royal blood flowing through your veins. You wouldn't be here on earth today at this time if you weren't equipped, empowered, and anointed. You may have been raised in an unhealthy environment by people that had issues. But here's the key. You came through your mother, but you came from Almighty God. Who you come from is more important than who you come through. The soil may not always be perfect. The circumstances may not always be perfect. But because the seed is good, you're going to succeed despite the dysfunction, despite the economy, despite the pandemic. You can raise great children despite negative influences. You can overcome illness despite what the medical report says. All these negative influences, you know what they really are? They're fertilizer. They can't stop your seed. The stinky stuff of life, the bad breaks, the people that walked away. We didn't like it. It was painful, but it didn't stop our destiny. What did it do? It fertilized your seed, made you stronger, made you more confident. We shouldn't complain about the fertilizer because we need fertilizer, the stinky stuff of life, to boost our growth. We have some flower beds here at the temple in Spanish Fork in Salt Lake City. And a couple of times a year, we fertilize them and put mulch on them. And one of the main ingredients of mulch is manure. It smells so bad, you can hardly stay within 10 feet of them for very long. But in a couple of months, the smell is gone and the plants are blooming, blossoming, seeing new growth. That fertilizer, as stinky as it smells, is providing valuable nutrients and minerals for the plants. Similarly, sometimes, if you'll agree with me, life just stinks. We go through things that aren't fair, came down with an illness, our child is struggling, business is slow, I just got laid off because of the pandemic. We think that those negative circumstances are going to stop us. Our encouragement tonight is have a new perspective. It's fertilizer. Sure, it stinks, but it's not working against you. It's working for you. Krishna is going to take what was meant for your harm, and he's going to turn it around and use it for your good. It was supposed to stop you, but if you keep God first place, keep believing, keep thanking, keep doing the right thing, guess what? You're going to come out stronger, healthier, better than you were before. Don't sweat the stinky stuff. We all have fertilizer. That coworker that gets on your nerves, fertilizer, always trying to stir up trouble. Next time you see them, instead of being frustrated, just greet them under your breath. Good morning, you're just fertilizer. You're trying to push me down, but you don't realize I'm good seed. I have the DNA of Almighty God. And what he's destined for me, no one can stop. What Krishna's put in your seed, the greatness, the purpose, the vitality, no addiction, no trouble, all the forces of darkness cannot keep that seed from flourishing. I heard a story. A farmer, he sought to raise a baby eagle, which he had found in the wilderness. He raised it with his chickens, and it grew strong. But alas, this king of birds had come to think of itself as a chicken rather than an eagle. Every day, the farmer would toss it up into the air, hoping to see it fly and spread its wings and soar. And each time it returned to the earth and just go back to eating chicken feed with the chickens on the ground. And one day, however, something began to stir in the bird's breast when it was tossed up by the farmer. Strange and fearful excitement surged through its body. It stretched and flapped its wings, soared, lifted by the strong currents of air. The farmer was ecstatic until the eagle, having found his true nature, swooped down and killed his best rooster. When you realize your own nature, that you're not this body, your eternal spirit soul produces a seed from the Supreme Father, your priorities change. You get a certain boldness, a confidence. You dare to live in a new reality, and new possibilities arise. The old and the predictable get swallowed by the new and the exciting. The 14th chapter, 4th verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham bija pradapita. It should be understood that all species of life, O Arjuna, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. When you understand that you're good seed from none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when you know that what your father promised you will come to pass, then you're not going to complain about the fertilizer of life. You're going to know the fertilizer was necessary. And it stinks, it's uncomfortable, but it is making the seed stronger. It's developing your character, giving you endurance. It's getting you prepared to blossom, getting you into position to see the great goodness of God. in our temple driveway just out there, I saw a weed the other day growing up right in the middle of the asphalt. I thought, how is this even possible? That asphalt is hard. There's no good soil there. The conditions are totally unfavorable for growth. But when Krishna wants your seed to come up, asphalt can't stop it. Bad breaks can't stop it. Co-workers can't stop it. The boss that doesn't like you can't stop it. The life that Krishna put in you is more powerful than any force that's trying to hold you back. Think about a little tiny seed planted in the ground. Think of the dirt that's on top of it. Hundreds and hundreds of pounds of dirt pushing that poor little underdog seed down, keeping him in the dark. And on top of that, there are people walking back and forth in the dirt, pushing it down, compacting it, making it harder. Looks like that seed doesn't have a chance. And the dirt can boast, say, too bad, little seed. You're done. You're down. You'll never overpower me. I'm bigger. I'm stronger. I'm heavier. I'm denser. But the little seed doesn't worry. He doesn't start complaining. I thought I was supposed to grow. I thought I was going to be a beautiful flower. But I guess there's too much stacked against me. It just must not have been meant to be. No. That seed doesn't have to do anything to counteract the dirt. All it has to do is rest in what God made it to be. The seed doesn't even have to do the work. It just lets the life put into it by the Creator do the work. And before long, you know what? That little seed opens up, and against all odds, it begins to push up back against the dirt. And over time, it comes to be standing above the ground with beautiful flowers shining brightly. On a tour of the Roman Colosseum, an English botanist saw a flower that he'd never before seen in Italy. Puzzled, he started to look closely at the other flowers growing between the flagstones in the old Colosseum and the cracks in the stone seats of the terraces. These flowers were different. He came to know that they were not native to Rome or even to Italy. The botanist left the Colosseum to go and look at patches of grass under the Arch of Titus, under the Capitoline Hill. He couldn't find another trace of these same exotic flowers anywhere. What he did, he took them back to his Cambridge laboratory. I have to say laboratory because he's from England. And he found that they had come from precise, verifiable places. Where do you think? There were only two places these seeds could have come from: Libya and Tunisia. Now, what was the significance of that? That's where the Romans brought the lions to eat the Christians in the Colosseum. Those seeds apparently had lodged in the coats of the lions over 2,000 years ago. And the seeds fell off the lions as they tore into the Christians in the arena. What do we learn? The lions are long gone. The suffering is a thing of the past. But the seeds are still bearing fruit, bearing witness to the power of life to win out over death. You may have some dirt on you now. Don't worry. You're good seed. What Krishna put in you is more powerful than what's trying to stop you. Like that little seed, you don't have to make it happen, try to manipulate things, force it to work, live stressed out. No. You can settle into rest, knowing that the life that God put into you is going to do the work. The promise of life that Krishna put into that little seed is the ground of our hope. It's also a threat because its vitality challenges the powers of convention, convenience, and comfort. That little, tiny, powerful spirit challenges the very concept of death itself. I heard about a man who was so upset because his boss was always against him, trying to make him look bad. He was told by his pastor what I'm telling you. It's just fertilizer. Stay on the high road. God will not only do work in you, but he'll take care of your enemies. It may stink right now, but don't worry. Fertilizer stinks. It just means that you're going to see new growth. Just stay on the high road. After he got that advice from his pastor, he went back to work. He had a passion. He was his best. He took the high road. He ignored insults. He was working under God and not under men. And several times, even after that, when he should have been promoted, the boss passed him over. And one day, the CEO of the whole company was in town, and this man had to give him a report. The CEO was very impressed with his report. About a year later, a position became available that should have gone to his boss, but the CEO skipped over his boss and went straight to this man and offered him the position. Now, instead of working for that boss, who was hard to get along with, the tables have turned, and that boss is working for him. And one touch of Krishna's favor, and you'll go from the bottom to the top. You'll go from the back to the front. You'll go from the prison to the palace. Well, true, in my life, I don't even know if there's any soil. I think it's just all fertilizer. Especially since this pandemic, I feel like a dump truck just backed up to me and unloaded the whole load. Well, that tells me that you're about to blossom in an amazing way. You wouldn't have that difficulty. You wouldn't have all that fertilizer unless Krishna was about to do something awesome in your life. Good seed is not stopped by bad circumstances. Good seed is not stopped by opposition. In life, we all have dirt on top of us. And at times, it feels like we're buried. We'll never get past the sickness, this trouble, this addiction. It's dark. It's lonely. You feel pressure all around. You don't see a way out. The good news is, you're not buried, but you're planted. The difference is that when you're buried, you're done. But when you're planted, you're going to come back up stronger, healthier, even more successful. Here's the key. Being planted feels the same as being buried. It's dark. It's uncomfortable. We don't see anything good. There's pressure. But don't make the mistake of judging things too soon. If you do, you'll get discouraged, give up in your dreams, and start thinking it's never going to work out. Krishna's got you hearing this message here today to let you know you're not buried, you're planted. Yes, it's uncomfortable. You don't understand it, but our message is this is not the end. The seed that Krishna put in you is about to spring forth. The dreams, the health, the freedom, the abundance, the family, the right people. Don't be discouraged by the dirt. The seed is designed to push back and up through the dirt. It's designed to outlast the opposition. The seed will not fail. Why? Because it's a spark of the Supreme Personality of God. 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Song of God, 10th verse. Bijamam sarvabhutanam bidhi partha sanatanam budhi budhi matamashmi tejas tejasvinam aham. Krishna says, O Arjuna, know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Your inner spiritual self has the talent, has the courage, has the ability, has the family background, has the connections. You're not lacking for what you're called to do. The obstacles that you face are not too much for you. If you couldn't handle it, Krishna wouldn't have breathed life into you. If the giants were too big, you wouldn't be here. If the dream wasn't attainable, you wouldn't have breath in your lungs right now. You're here for such a time as this. Krishna knew there would be a pandemic. He knew there'd be people trying to stop you. He knew about an illness you have to face. He knew about the opposition that looks so big and so formidable. What does all that add up to? The conditions are just right for you to make your mark. Circumstances may not be good, but Krishna wouldn't have planted you at this time if the soil wasn't conducive for your seed to grow. Sometimes The soil may feel like concrete. You have to remind yourself, you're still going to blossom, nevertheless. You're still going to flourish, nevertheless. Why? Because you're good seed. You've been strategically created by the master gardener. You're not just like a weed that randomly pops up and got here with no purpose. No. Your destiny has been carefully planned. When you understand that you've been chosen, handcrafted by the Creator, it's going to give you a boldness. It's going to give you a greater confidence. Krishna is looking at those who honor Him by chanting His holy names. Krishna is looking at those who serve Him faithfully and thick and thin. Krishna knows He can count on His faithful devotees. They are up to the present day challenges. They are not intimidated by the circumstances. The good news is that Krishna, God, didn't put you here on your own. He embedded His DNA in you. He equipped you with what you needed to succeed at this time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna has you here now because it is the right time for you to flourish, to blossom, to accomplish your dreams, overcome those obstacles, and to leave your mark. Here's my point. Krishna would not have planned out your destiny if you were just supposed to drift through life, overcome by problems, struggle to make it. He chose you because you're good seed, you have greatness in you, you are destined to take yourself and your family to a new level. Now, after all that Krishna, God, has done, handcrafted you, put His DNA in you, crowned with His favor, don't you dare go through life thinking you're ordinary. I can't overcome this challenge. I'll never get well. I've reached my limits. I've gone as far as I can go. But Krishna knew what the economy would be now. He knew the struggles. He knows the opposition. And the fact that He created you is a sure sign that you are well able to overcome, well able to raise those children, well able to bear that cancer, well able to accomplish your dreams. You will be like a tree planted alongside of a mighty river, a tree that's not bothered by the heat or long months of drought. Your leaves will stay green and you will keep on producing luscious fruit even in the dry times, even in the drought, even in the lean times. Good seed is not affected by drought. Good seed keeps on producing, even in famine. Good seed outlasts the opposition. Good seed accomplishes dreams bigger than you can imagine. And I know that today, I'm looking at good seeds. Leslie Weatherhead, the late English pastor, lived in India as a young man. He had a sturdy garden wall around his house. It was a foot thick, built of stone, and cemented over. Now, a tiny seed, probably dropped by a bird, fell into a crack in the cement. When Weatherhead noticed a little plant growing out of the top of the concrete wall, he cut it off and forgot about it. Then he went away to serve in the British Army. On his return, he found a healthy little bush had grown up on the wall. He removed all of it he could, but unfortunately not all of it. Later, a monsoon came, and during the storm, the wall collapsed. Incredible as it may sound, wrote Dr. Weatherhead, the roots of that plant had gone down and down and displaced stones, broken the cement, and so weakened the whole wall that it fell before the onslaught of rain and wind and tempest. Plant, which grows out of the concrete cracks of a wall, so powerful that it can eventually sprout roots and grow into a mighty tree. And its roots expanding out throughout the foundation eventually compromise the whole structure itself. That tiny seed exploits a crack which destroys the whole structure. And similarly, when God looks at each and every one of you, He doesn't look at you in terms of this fragile material body. He sees the eternal, indestructible, imperishable soul in each and every one of your bodies. He doesn't see gender, He doesn't see race, He doesn't see nationality, He doesn't see social status. He sees an eternal spirit within the body, indestructible, unstoppable, imperishable. Now, I'm looking at people that have greatness in them. Potentially great students, Great parents, great leaders, people that have wisdom, influence, opportunities. I'm looking at people who are intrinsically healthy, free, redeemed, restored, and victorious. Well, true, this all sounds pretty good, but I've made a lot of mistakes. That's why I'm so down on myself. That didn't change your seed. You're still good seed. Krishna doesn't judge in the way that we judge. We just look at our faults, our weaknesses. We focus on our failures. And we let the accusing voice fill our minds with condemnation. Oh, I'm a bad person. I'm not a good seed. Look at the mistakes I've made. I went through a divorce. I didn't spend enough time with my children. My business failed. I'm struggling with an addiction. Do you think that you could do something that would change the seed that God put in you? Do you think that you can override what He programmed into your DNA? I'm here to tell you, you're not that powerful. You can't change what Krishna has already done. He's saying to you, I knew you before you entered your mother's womb, and I approved you. Before you did anything good, I caused you to show up on the planet with my personal stamp of approval. Too often we're trying to work up to a standard of perfection, thinking that that's what God demands, that that's what God wants. Maybe like a father that was never satisfied. You never could do enough to get a good word for him. Be good enough, be strong enough, be disciplined. But God does. We all fail. We all make mistakes. That still doesn't change what He put in you. You're still good seed. You can still fulfill your destiny, still become who you were created to be. Don't let that accusing voice convince you that you've blown it too many times. You don't measure up. God could never be pleased with you, you hypocrite. Krishna is saying to you today, open up your ears. I've approved you. My hand of favor is on you. I have forgiveness for your mistakes, mercy for your failures, favor for your future. Now, I wonder what would happen if we started each day by saying first thing out of our mouth, I'm a good seed. When the accuser whispers, you're a hypocrite, look at your mistakes, say again, I'm a good seed. You want to say it with me? I'm a good seed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Lord Krishna, thank you that I'm a good seed. Thank you that you have mercy for my mistakes. Thank you that what you started in my life, you will finish. Thank you that the good seed will override any mistakes that I made. The good seed trumps failures, times I didn't measure up. Thank you, Krishna, that I'm alive at this time. Not only because you believe in me, but you've also equipped me with everything that I need to get where I need to go. Krishna, I'm full of can-do power by your mercy. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, 21st verse. Prabhupada says, the conditioned living entity is constitutionally a seed of the divine, trapped by the external energy loitering in the material world. If by good fortune he meets a bona fide spiritual master, representative of the Lord, who grows his seed with the restoring waters of devotional service, and if he takes advantage of such a guru, he revives his original Krishna consciousness and is gradually elevated to the spiritual world. The forces that are for you are greater than the forces that are trying to stop you. God is breathing your direction right now. Chains that have held you back are being broken. New doors of opportunity are about to open. Krishna is about to show you signs of his favor, to do something on your behalf which is unusual, out of the ordinary, something that has never happened for you or the generations of your family in the past. He's going to defy the odds. Get ready. The greatness that Krishna put in you is about to come out. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He doesn't have you here just to breathe oxygen and take up space. There's an assignment for you to accomplish, something that only you can do. Without you stepping into your purpose, the world is not going to be what it should be. Can I tell you one last time, You're good seed. You don't know the amazing things that Krishna has in store for you. Why don't you start seeing yourself in the right way? Stop focusing on what you don't have, how big the obstacles are, the mistakes you've made. Start focusing on the fact that you're a person of destiny. The creator of the universe handpicked you for this particular time. It's time for you to shine, time for you to step into new levels. You may feel like you've been buried. Have a new perspective. You're planted. You're about to spring up healthier, stronger, better than you were before. I believe the greatness is about to come out of you. Talents that you didn't know you had. Problems are about to turn around. Healing is coming. Freedom, breakthroughs, opportunities. The fullness of your destiny in this life and next life, you go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.